This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah has made mention in a particular stanza of a long poem, قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَمَا مَاتَتْ مَكَارِمُهُمْ. Some people have died a physical death, but their legacy has kept them alive. وَعَاشَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَمْوَاتُ. And some people are physically alive, and people are hoping, wishing, and praying for their death. In Urdu, someone said, ایک ہے زندگی گزار کے جانا, ایک ہے زندگی بنا کے جانا. One is to just live life, go through the motions, and one is to make it productive. Well, today I share with you a very profound principle to make your life productive so your legacy can continue post your demise. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And these are the words of Imam Shafi'i himself, who in his own capacity was erudite, learned, and knowledgeable. He said, صَحِبْتُ السُّوفِيَّ فَلَمْ أَنْتَفِعْ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا بِكَلِمَتَيْنِ. That I had the privilege of studying, interacting with great scholars, luminaries, etc., and I can condense my learning experiences in two words. Number one, الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ قَطَعْتَهُ أَوْ قَطَعَكْ. Time is a sword. Either you cut through it or it cuts through you. In English, they say, our lives are like identical suitcases. Some people pack more in it than others. So exploit the moment and make the most of it. They say the past is history. The future is mystery. The present is a gift. That's why you call it the present tense. So make the best out of it. Then is the second aspect of Imam Shafi'i. He said, وَنَفْسُكْ, your human ego. شَغَلْتَهَا بِالْحَقِّ أَوْ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Either you dictate to it, or then you buckle under its dictates. One of two options. In chapter 114, the last chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nas, the chapter on mankind, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to seek protection from the sneaking whisperer, min sharril waswasil khannas. Oh Allah, we ask your protection from the evil of the sneaking whisperer, be he of the jinn kind or the human kind. And the scholars say reference to the demon from the human kind is the nafs that keeps on whispering to you. One scholar said it very beautifully, that the nature of the human ego is like a horse. So when you get onto the back of a horse, those who ride horses, and we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised it, al-khaylu ma'qudun binawasihal khayr. Allah has attached goodness to the forelock of a horse. Wal-khayla wal-bighala wal-hamira. Allah references it in the 14th juz in Surah An-Nahl. So when you get onto the back of the horse will examine the rider. It will throw a tantrum. It might not comply and oblige. It wants to examine your confidence and your skill. And if you don't have confidence, then you are a dummy and that horse will ride you. It will now graze. It will relax. It will not be productive. But if you have skill and you have muscle and you have the grip and you have the know-how and you hold the reins firmly, now you can trot, now you can gallop. Now this has exceptional beauty. And that's precisely the nature of the human ego. It will provoke you, my brother. It will incite you, my sister. It will entice you, my young man. If you will buckle under that pressure, then the ego will ride you and you will be a dummy. But if you will hold firm and show authority and clout and skill, then you will ride. And just as the rider will be productive, you will be productive with your life. We ask Allah to bless us with a life which is wholesome in this world and leaving behind a legacy that keeps it active post our demise. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.